Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. First off, I would like to say thank you to L&L Advisors for sponsoring this segment on both KMPK and KMCP Ad Astra radio stations. With wheat harvest upon us, it's always an exciting time for our local farmers. Let's help them have a safe harvest season by allowing them a little more room on the country roads and being more cautious at the intersections. Today, we are going to let everyone know the benefits of the dairy industry, provide some gardening tips, and visit all the upcoming events coming from K-State Research and Extension. June is National Dairy Month, and our dairy farmers work 365 days a year to bring us one of the nature's most nutritious foods we have. Dairy foods pack a punch when it comes to essential nutrients such as carbohydrates and fats for energy, protein to build muscles, and calcium and vitamin D for strong bones. Milk also provides electrolytes, making it a great recovery and post-workout drink. Fermented dairy foods such as cottage cheese and yogurt provide healthy choices to boost our immune system. A dairy cow has an acute sense of smell and can smell water up to 6 miles away. All 50 states have dairy cattle, and the average American consumes 25 gallons per year. June is also a time when many vegetable crops can begin to be harvested from the garden. New potatoes are best harvested now. Lettuce, spinach, radishes, and beets should all be ready to be picked before the hot dog days of summer continues. Now is a good time to spray our bagworms. Homeowners should be out looking at their trees and windbreaks on their landscapes for the first sign of the small bagworms. Bagworms overwinter as eggs, and young larvae usually hatch and emerge during mid to late May and early June. So waiting to spray now is the right time for best results for both hatches. Bagworms are commonly found in shrubs, cedars, pines, and spruce trees, to name a few. Many people will begin to see damage in late July and August, but controlling bagworms at this time can be difficult. Larvae are much easier to kill while they are small instead of in August when they are a big adult and they stay inside their bags. Homeowners should check for miniature versions of the mature bagworms. Most common pesticides labeled for bagworms work really well. We just have to make sure that we get the thorough spray coverage of foliage for the control of all bagworms. The Mound Ridge Farmers Market is open on Saturdays from 8 to 11 and again on Tuesday from 5 till 7 at the museum at 406 West Cole in Mound Ridge. Come rain or shine, vendors have something for everyone at the Mound Ridge Farmers Market. In my extension news, check out all the new summer youth programs on the McPherson County Extension website. These exciting youth programs will be running throughout the month of June. Select one or more for your child's enjoyment this summer. For our farmers market shoppers here in McPherson, the McPherson County Farmers Market is open every Saturday. Tell all your friends and neighbors. Plus, check us out on Facebook at the McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. The Farmers Market will run Saturday mornings each week till the end of October from 7:30 till noon right here at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds, 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come check out all the new vendors at this year's market that will have local produce, baked goods, honey, pecans, handcrafted blankets, environmental friendly cleaners, and so much more. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a great start to their week.